אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Yes, Nitsa, that's right. There were some very high-level meetings in Canberra this week with sisters Darcy Ehrlich and Nicole Meyer. They met with Prime Minister Scott Morrison, opposition leader Anthony Albanese, and the Attorney General Christian Porter for a series of meetings to push for Malka Leifer's extradition to Australia. Now, they said they had a very productive and encouraging meeting with Scott Morrison. They said they felt heard and supported. She said that Scott Morrison assured us that Leifer's victims have not and will not be forgotten, and that it feels very validating to have this strong level of support from the Australian government. And the Prime Minister actually released a statement saying that Darcy and the sisters' brave campaign for justice and the horrific allegations of abuse committed against them and others is to be commended and supported. Scott Morrison says the government is strongly committed to ensuring that justice is served in the case of Malka Leifer, and he says we call for the matter to be resolved transparently and quickly. This has been going on for a very long time, as your listeners know. There have now been more than 60 court hearings in Israel on this case, and there seems to be no end in sight. The latest is Malka Leifer. She was initially released under house arrest, but then that bail was revoked and she was ordered to remain behind bars, and there'll be another hearing in December to decide if she's mentally fit to stand trial for extradition, but no end in sight at this point, but some very positive meetings in Canberra this week.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Radio Shalom Australia, broadcasting with Nitza Lowenstein. Evan, anti-Semitic incidents in New South Wales schools have increased dramatically in recent months, and I believe there is also some update with Melbourne cases.
Yes, that's right. Your listeners will be very well aware of the anti-Semitic bullying cases in Melbourne. We reported about a 12-year-old Jewish boy being forced to kiss the feet of a Muslim boy, and also a 5-year-old Jewish boy who was subjected to anti-Semitic abuse that he began wetting his pants in class because he was so terrified. Well, now New South Wales is not immune either, and as you said, incidents of anti-Semitism in New South Wales educational institutions have escalated alarmingly in the last 12 months, according to the Jewish Board of Deputies. Vic Aladev, the CEO, spoke to us at the Jewish News this week, and he says that the number of incidents reported in New South Wales has doubled. He cited a recent example that involved a priest telling students from a Sydney girls' school that Jews are a, quote, jealous people when they visited his church. Now, contacted by Vic Aladev, this priest contended that he was referring to Jews at the time of Jesus, and he actually refused to admit that there was an issue. Now, dissatisfied with this, Vic Aladev went to the principal, but the principal also refused to accept that it was a problem. So, you know, this comes after a number of other incidents in New South Wales. Earlier this year, a Jewish boy who was studying at TAFE suffered anti-Semitic abuse and bullying for 2 years at TAFE in Ultimo. His work, Vic Aladev's work in the matter, resulted in the adoption of a 10-point protocol on racist bullying and discrimination by TAFE New South Wales. Vic Aladev says people need to contact us when these incidents happen. Otherwise, these issues are not only left unresolved, but the message to everyone else in witnessing and hearing these incidents is that it's acceptable. And as you said, in Melbourne, that 16-year-old boy, well, there's actually been an update. Charges have been laid to a 16-year-old boy in relation to stalking offences after he allegedly verbally abused the mother of a 12-year-old who was, receiving the anti-Semitic abuse. So Victoria Police have intervened. A 16-year-old teenager has been charged with stalking offences and will see if more charges are yet to be laid.
It's quite incredible. And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Evan, we've been broadcasting in Hebrew for over 30 years on SBS Radio. And I just found out that Hebrew is the most common non-English language spoken in Australian Jewish homes. This is amazing.
Yeah, this is some breaking news out of our community, because Russian, my language, Nitsa, as your listeners might remember from the past, I'm a Russian boy. Parents came from the former Soviet Union to Australia. Russian was originally the most common non-English language spoken in Australian Jewish homes. But for the first time, as you said, Hebrew has surpassed Russian and is now the most common non-English language spoken in our homes here in Australia, which is very interesting. Now, this data came from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, the Census, in 2016. The increase in Hebrew speakers reflects a rise in migration from Israel. However, the report found that the rate of new Israeli immigrants was already decreasing by 2016, which is very interesting. In general, 30% fewer Jewish immigrants arrived in Australia between 2011 and 2016 than in the previous census period. And this census actually revealed some more data, which is quite interesting. Australia's total Jewish population in 2016 was estimated to be 117,000 people, 54,700 Jews in Melbourne, 47,800 Jews in Sydney. Caulfield North is the country's most populous Jewish suburb. Some other interesting facts, Nitsa, Jews are more than twice as likely to live in apartments as the general population, while 38% of us own our homes outright. The rate of intermarriage continues to slowly creep up, however, not at levels akin to the United States. The report found almost 75% of Jews who live with their partner had a Jewish partner, whereas in 2001, the figure was 80%. So from 80, we got down to 75. And among mixed couples, 44% of children were reported as Jewish where the mother was Jewish, with 13% reported as Jewish where the father was Jewish. We have a two-page feature on this census data in this week's edition of the Jewish News. Some very interesting facts coming out of it.
Evan, a new digital era for the AJN.
That's right, and this is very exciting that I get to talk about it, because I'm the Jewish News' digital editor, and we've just launched a brand new website. It has a brand new look, a fresh new look, easier to read format, and very excitingly, we've partnered with the Times of Israel and its affiliated publications to bring you the latest news from the Jewish state, the Middle East, and from around the globe. This partnership allows us to publish, you know, content from the UK Jewish News, the Jewish Week in New York, and also for our articles in the Australian Jewish News to appear to a global audience. Our CEO, Joshua Levi, says it's exciting to become part of a worldwide network of Jewish newspapers working side by side to deliver news to people across the globe. So I encourage you, Nitsa, and all your listeners to have a look at our new website. Go on jewishnews.net.au. You'll see all the stories and more. And whenever there's breaking news, we're going to be, you know, up there and making sure that we report it first, whether it's the Malka Life affair, anti-Semitism in Sydney and Melbourne, our social media. I encourage you all to have a look.
Evan Zlatkis, the digital editor, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להזין לפודקאסטים.